This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Locked and loaded on a Monday, and I will tell you the following. I have been outvoted. See, I have so many thoughts about your Tigers, but we're going to wait for those. We're going to get to those at 4 o'clock. I will say one thing, and then we're going right into Lions. But I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to leave it alone. If you're serious about Javi Baez, I'm not serious about anything you have to say. And we'll get to the rest at 4.
See, now I actually want you to continue.
Nope.
Because I think I do too now.
You know
now.
What, David?
Nope.
You can continue.
No, that's not how this works.
No,
the Black Caucus outvoted me 2-1.
And the Black Caucus is now saying, speak freely, my brother.
All right, we'll get to the Lions in a second, but Scott Harris had a lot to say today. All right, and part of it is you do have to let some of it play out. Like, I can't freak out yet. Do I like a lot of what I hear? No, I don't. Here's the banner headline for me. All right, and I'm going to try this, Rico. I'm not fighting with you guys. You can do it whatever way you like. I don't like your approach to how you run your baseball team. I don't have to like it. Saying someone has to like something is like demanding they like linguine or pot roast or Mexican food. You may not like any of it. It's subjective. I don't believe in Moneyball. I don't believe in doing things on the cheap. The teams that go to the World Series and win the World Series, top 10 payrolls. You have time. You have time. And hey, listen, if Scott Harris goes out and delivers Alex Bregman, Derek Jeter kid, respect hat. But you got to show me. But his comment about Javi Baez, I'm sorry. If you're being serious about that, you're telling me you're not serious. That Javi Baez will be at spring training and, quote, will have a role with this team in 2025. Just no to all of it. He hurts you. Like, he openly hurts your ability to win.
Point of order. May I address the senator from New York?
Of course you can.
Okay. Here's what I'm hoping for. Maybe, just maybe, Scott is saying that because Javi's still on the payroll. He's still a part of the team. And he just can't come out and say, this guy blows, and we're going to jettison him to the sun.
The way to say it is, I will make a decision that is best for the Detroit Tigers. There's no further conversation about that right now. When you go as far as to say the man will be at spring training, and you go as far as to say he will play a role? Oh, you didn't just say
maybe
you had a good first
day. Maybe he's the guy gathering up baseballs after batting practice.
Brother. I hope you're right. Hey, maybe he could be a waiter in the 1901 society, but he can't be my shortstop.
How was the parking?
I was your evening tonight at Comerica, sir.
You enjoying that steak?
We will get into Scott Harris and the rest. Again, if you're comfortable doing it this way, God bless. I'm not. You win with stars. And for that reason, we segue to the Lions. That was one of the best games I've ever seen this franchise play, but the headline is not that for me. The headline is, your season's over. You're not winning a Super Bowl as currently constituted because Aiden Hutchinson's dead. And along with Aiden, you lost Marcus Davenport. So your starter on each edge is gone. Aiden was off to one of the hottest, most dominant starts in recent memory of the National Football League. He was starting to enter the conversation as Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So he is your Nick Bosa. He is your TJ Watt, your Miles Garrett, your pick a guy, your game wrecker. You take him off of this roster. I'm sorry, but when I listened to the rest of the station today, I don't think people were making it that it wasn't a big deal. I don't think people are speaking in real terms. Like, Jim Costa was in shock. I felt terrible for Jim. He was like Terrell Dortch in the end zone at Wisconsin. Jim, your leg is shattered. No, no, it's sunny out. Listen, we'll just blitz more. No, you're effed. Unless that was Jim this morning. He was Dortch. John needed to lay over the top of him and be like, no, 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 you're in shock. Your leg's in eight pieces. Jim.
Don't get up. Don't look down. Don't get up.
Get with the real planet here. We'll just blitz more. Not a video game. Here's where I'm at. If you don't go out and swing for the fences, oh, you'll be good and you'll be fun. You won't win a Super Bowl. And the design of this season, everything we talked about, Super Bowl or bust. So unless Tiger Voodoo happens from your defensive line, you know, where Bobby Woo 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 or whatever his name is turns into Hassan Reddick in his prime, or Brad breaks character and does something wholly uncharacteristic in the acquisition market, I view it like yesterday, your Super Bowl dream died. That doesn't mean aiming the playoffs. It's not what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. Outside of Jared Goff, Aiden Hutchinson was the one player you couldn't lose. Period. Full stop. You do not have anything close. You do not have any way to replace. You can't take a guy on track for 20 sacks. You can't take a guy. I pulled some numbers, Rico Beard. I wanted to give you these. You want to know Aiden's impact on this franchise? Let me help you. Here we go. Aiden Hutchinson had 7.5 sacks. How many of the rest of the team have?
I'm going to go with 2.
7.5.
Oh, okay.
Quarterback hits. Aiden Hutchinson had 17. The rest of the team has 24. How about your pressure percentage? Aiden Hutchinson's at about 17%. The rest of your team, every pass rush snap, 6.8%. Unsustainable. And obviously, I don't have a giant wooden cross around my neck like Mike Singletary, but I'm going to sound with him. Can't win with him. Can't do it. You can't function with a 6.8% pressure rate. You can't lose J.J. Watt in his prime, Aaron Donald in his prime. You can't lose Chris Jones if you're the Chiefs and have me say you're going to win the Super Bowl. You're not. So as much fun as yesterday is, ooh, look, they're doing the pitchy-pitchy woo-woo. Ooh, it's a Sewell TD. Guys, all of that went to the wayside when Aiden's leg went Moise Salou around first base. So I don't know what it is that people don't want to say it. Maybe you want to live in a world you want to see versus the world that is. Fine. That's not how I roll. I am heartbroken because I truly, in my heart, believe you can't win a Super Bowl like this as currently constituted.
Yeah.
Aiden being gone, plus Davenport, Rico, we have to say that.
See, but here's why people, I think like Jim and a lot of Lions fans are thinking, no, we can't. Because did you see how they finished the game? And it's like, guys, the Cowboys were dead. Cowboys didn't care. The Cowboys were embarrassed. The Cowboys hated themselves. They hated life. Jerry Jones wanted everybody fired.
Happy birthday.
Hate all you losers. Nobody talk to me, period. That's what it was. So going out there and doing that to a Cowboys team that was already done, you had beaten them. You were embarrassing them. You were taking victory laps as the game was over. As I told David and Priest, this was the first time I've ever seen a professional team hold an open practice on primetime TV. Ben Johnson said, okay, let's have practice because this thing is over. What if I put you here, you here, and you here? You remember that one play we talked about doing? Let's run that play. That's what it was.
It was the equivalent of MSU putting Draymond Green at tight end in the spring game.
Yeah.
Like, the Lions were one step from having a fan win a charity contest and get to take a snap in an NFL game.
Dan Skipper is lined up at the wide receiver slot. The Cowboy right. corner is like, really? Really? You're not even going to respect the game? Really? Okay, sure.
Fine. But it's the same way I view the Niners if CMC's out for the season. They're not winning the Super Bowl. You can't look outside of Jared Goff. Aiden was the most irreplaceable guy on your team. If you disagree, that's your prerogative. But if the Tigers taught you anything, you win with stars. Stars are what bring you championships, not gym class heroes, not fun stories. Stars, dudes, assassins. All right? Aiden is your biggest and brightest star. He's gone. Mm-hmm. He ain't coming back. Now, you want a name? I give you a name. And don't worry. It's not the tattoo shop in Vegas. No,
what?
No. No, no. No,
well,
no.
I heard.
No, I got a different name. I got a guy who is cheaper. I got a guy who is every bit as good. I got a guy who's in arguably a worse situation. And a team that is potentially run by morons.
I think we have the same guy. We may become best friends.
It's possible.
This is possible.
It's possible.
I look at this as, because here's the thing. Without Aiden, without the pressures, without that pass rush, your secondary's not good. Let's just talk. They get picks. Well, they get picks because of the pressure. They get picks because of that. But they also get a ton of PIs. And now if a quarterback, and you're about to play some difficult teams outside of the Titans, if quarterback can sit back there, he'll pick the defense apart. So that's where you're going to miss. Hey, the Cowboys, man, the Cowboys were DOA. They had nothing. They were all just hoping that I have a job at the end of this game. CeeDee Lamb was probably the only one like, yeah, I know I'm going to be here. Dak may be here, but everybody else, you losers, I hate all of you.
Hey, Jerry, how was your birthday?
The only thing missing was the Lions lining up for an onside kick. That was the only thing they did not do. I was sitting there like, did Jack Fox even play?
The way Ben Johnson looked when they called Sewell's touchdown back, it was like they were out for blood. They went full Spurrier. You remember what Steve Spurrier used to do to, or Tom Osborne? You remember like Nebraska would play Pacific and win 82-0? You're like, why are you hurting these kids?
No, we don't even have to go that far. It was Jim Harbaugh at Spartan Stadium. No, we can call off the dogs. We're not. Mm. Let's just go. We got 30 seconds left. We can get one more touchdown in. Come on. Let's run the play. Let's run that touchdown play.
He's not wrong. 248-539-9797. And what I'm happy to do is if you want to talk Tigers at any point today, do it. We're going to try to do it in the 4:00. Scott Harris had a lot to say. And a lot of it, I do need to let it play out. And I'm going to. But I have a way I want my ball club run. It doesn't coincide with the way they're going to do it. So don't ask me to change. You can do whatever you like. I can just tell you, if you run it the way I think they're going to run it, you're not winning a World Series. So if that's cool with you, great. Enjoy your daiquiri. We'll talk. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. 248-539-9797. Rico, I'll give you the name next.
Yeah, that happened.
That was a tease,
that
folks.
Happened.
All right. All right. You're done?
Yeah.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Okay, we'll get to the Tigers at 4. I just had to comment on the Baez remark by Scott Harris. I couldn't resist. But the Lions, and this show, is it sounds different than the other shows. I don't understand how the words not winning Super Bowl didn't leave anyone's mouth today. Aiden's dead. So's your chances of winning the Super Bowl, as currently constituted. So you can either pray that there's a Bo Brisky in your D-line room, or you can find some mechanic from Ottawa who comes in and turns into, you know, Trey Hendrickson. Or your GM is going to have to break character and be bold. So you want a name. All right. And I think people are focused on the wrong name. Oh, Max this, Max Crosby that. Max Crosby ain't coming. Okay, the guy's basically one step from having a Raider logo on his chandelier. And I ain't talking about the one in his dining room. I want to give you a name. Cheaper, signed for 3 years, in a worse situation than Max, organizationally. And I don't think there'd be any fall off from Aiden to this player. And when Aiden returns in 2025, you would have the single best duo alongside Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson in Houston. I think the franchise desperately needs draft picks, is going into a rebuild, whether they want to admit it or not. And because of their unique circumstance, you may be able to take advantage of them. I give you no smarm, no hyperbole, no hot take radio. I'm being serious. Myles Garrett. The Cleveland Browns are in disrepair. They are in free fall. They are going to have to, at minimum, draft a quarterback this year, which will trigger a rebuild. The fact is, whether they are able to package picks and move Deshaun Watson to, say, a Carolina to eat the money, you're triggering a rebuild. If you keep Watson and the ginormous cap hit next year, I think it's $75 million, you're triggering a rebuild. What don't you have money for? $20 million a year edge rushers. And notice I said 20, not 28, not 32, not 35. Myles Garrett has 3 years remaining on his deal, $20 million a year. It's reasonable. It's long-term. It fits the team's window. And right here, right now, if we believe this Lions team is still very good, you're going to be picking somewhere between 25 and 32 each of the next 2 years. Agreed? Call Cleveland up, offer a first-round pick, and see where it goes from there. Myles Garrett. And don't tell me Myles wants to sit there in Cleveland and rot the rest of his career. Unless he's got like a dog bone tattooed on his schwanz. Myles Garrett.
You know what? I like that.
Jeter respect.
You went bold, you swung for the fences. That's not the name that I was thinking of.
I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
No, no, you said a team in disarray, and I'm thinking, because I was thinking Hassan Reddick.
No.
With the Jets, he doesn't want to be there, and he wants a long-term deal. The Jets don't want to deal with this problem.
Do you?
Yeah, you kind of do.
See, I don't know that he's good enough. That's my problem.
See, I think he is. I mean, you could have your own Micah Parsons.
If Myles hangs up the phone on me, the Hassan Reddicks of the world come into play. But when you talk about a guy that doesn't seem like he's a Detroit Lion, like, look up the dictionary for not grit.
Right.
Hassan Reddick.
No, but see, this is where we're going to find out. Because, you know, the Lions in this locker room could be when all of a sudden, you know, the Patriots got Corey Dillon, when they got Randy Moss. And those guys became choir boys, and they fit in, and they were the malcontents until they got to New England, and they liked winning. And I think if you brought him in here, I think you could. You would have your own Micah Parsons. You would have that linebacker you could put on the D-line and have him rush the pass rusher. And then when Aiden comes back, now you got a heck of a duo. And I think the Jets got buyer's remorse.
It'd be cheaper. It'd be cheaper asset-wise. I am not interested in giving that guy a contract. That's my one hangup.
But I mean, because
I got to do something. Do we at least agree as a show here,
yes,
all of us? This, I'm sorry, but if I got to hear another one of this next man up stuff,
no.
Guys, you have one of the best football teams in the league. You are in a Super Bowl or bust window. Please do not call this radio show talking to me about we are built to be competitive for a long time. Ain't nobody interested.
Because here's
give me one Super Bowl and 10 years of darkness. I'm good with it.
Here's what you're going to find out. You're going to see that teams will send extra people out because you don't need that fullback. You don't need the running back. You don't need that tight end to double-team Aiden Hutchinson. Now, I can just have my tackle handle that, and I'll have an extra man out there to run a route. I'll have an extra man to dissect your secondary that I don't think is very good. I think it can be, but right now it is not there. So, yes, we are in agreement. Now, the Myles Garrett thing, I guess because of the name – I didn't even bother.
Just think situationally.
You just sat down at the bar and said, "Hi, Margot Robbie, let me buy you a drink." That's what you just did.
my point is, I'm looking at it from the other side, where you have to be able to take advantage of someone else's misfortune. Cleveland doesn't get a choice. I think you make the call. And look, guys, before you immediately go, "Oh, well, he would never." Did you think A.J. Brown was getting traded? Mm-mm. Did you think Christian McCaffrey was going to get traded at 11 o'clock at night? Guys, these things happen. Did you think Khalil Mack was going to get dealt at the height of his powers? I'm just making a point to you. You don't get the order if you don't ask for it. And what I'm tired of in this town is this being safety city. Every GM in this town wants to be safe. Well, I want to set us up to be good for a long time. Man, F them picks. Let's go win the Super Bowl.
Mike, speaking of, did you think Matthew Stafford was getting traded? When I heard that news, I was like, wait.
Yes, I did.
No, but I mean, not. Okay. But I had to stop. This isn't real. Let me check the source. Let's make sure that this isn't some fake person. Like, wow, this is really happening.
That's good. So go ahead. Now, listen, I'm not trying to fight with you guys. If you think you're still winning the Super Bowl after losing Aiden for the season, it's your prerogative. I disagree. We're never going to see eye to eye on it. There's no need to waste breath. I'm not fighting with you guys. It's the same tenor I have with the Tigers. If you're comfortable running it back and doing it on the cheap, God bless. I'm not. I don't want to run my ball club that way. If you're comfortable with Harvey being out there in 2025, your prerogative. 2 + 2 = 5. You got it. You figured it out. I'm not fighting because it's a matter of preference. But I just don't believe in my heart. I'm the guy who picked you to win the Super Bowl. But outside of Goff, Aiden's the one dude you couldn't lose. David, do we want to give David a chance to make fun of me and some ticket text, and then we'll get to the calls? Go ahead, David.
So don't need to make fun of you here. Someone's saying, Mike, I agree 100% on Miles, but I couldn't disagree with you more about no Super Bowl. First off, that defense didn't miss a beat the minute Hutch got hurt. Oh, my gosh. I'm confused, Mike. Has been telling listeners for 3 years that Hutchinson is nothing special and an average pass rusher who has hit his ceiling. Now we can't win without the Super Bowl?
What show are you listening to where that I have said that? Can you help me with that? Oh, because of Rico's hat? Man, I swear just like moments ago I said he was up for Defensive Player of the Year. Or I said this was going to be his Myles Garrett year, where he was fully going to break out and give you 16, 17, 18 sacks. It's cool. Hear it the way you need to hear it.
Let me help you out with that. Or, David, if maybe this was the show when he first started his rookie year and everybody was – and I said, hey, guys, he's good. He's just playing out of position. Go back to how he played at Michigan. Make that happen. You'll see Aiden Hutchinson. I said that. This show said that. So, but you know, hey, 7:30 start time.
Just hear it the way you need to hear it. Whatever you got to do to rationalize, I don't care. I get paid either way.
Well, you know, we also the clowns that clown J-Mo for no reason.
You mean demanded accountability? Weird. Once the off-field stuff stopped, his production went up. Crazy.
You know what I got to say about that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, David.
That security guard is amazing. We just get, you know.
That's my response anytime someone wants to argue these days. I just don't care anymore. I'm so sick of it. Go ahead, David.
Brian Branch. Brian Branch is just as important as Hutch. Losing Hutch is tough, but by no means takes us out of contention. Who's got a better offense?
Okay. Good for you. I hope you have a blessed day. Next.
I think these people are just trying to make themselves feel better.
No, it's copium. See, that's all this is. It's copium.
The offense, they got seduced by what they saw for the past two games and how the Lions have been unstoppable. But you know what I'll say? Hey, remember last year when the Dolphins put up 70 and the Dolphins looked unbeatable? There was no, Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl until they didn't. This style of offense doesn't really play well in December and January. That's where the cutesy stuff is out the window. Now, you can run the ball, but you're not putting up 45 points like you've been doing. But they got seduced by yesterday's game. We'll just go out there and score 45 points on everybody. I don't think Minnesota's going to allow
it. How about the idea that this division has the best quarterback play comprehensively of any division in football? And you just lost the best way to mitigate that. But that's all right. Go get yourself, go get another hit of that copium. Shoot it right in your veins. Get some more of that copium.
Sell them something.
No. Go comatose for me. Get some more of that copium. You keep the airline.
You shut your mouth when I'm talking.
No need to cope. You can just shoot straight. It's cool. All right, we get straight to the people. Starting out with Lions and Hutchinson. And I know our show, I guess, views it different. But unless something changes with either a major acquisition or Tiger Voodoo, where some scrub becomes Mariano Rivera of pass rushing, you're not winning the Super Bowl. But it's cut and dry to me. Hutch is as irreplaceable as it gets for what you do and how you do it. Let's go to Dylan, see where he's at. 97.1. Dylan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on. And thank you, Mike, for saying what I've been waiting to hear all day. I've had friends texting me saying, oh, well, we'll just put up 40 points every week. Ugh. The next 4 weeks, we're playing three of the best defenses. We got the Vikings, Houston, and the Titans. I'm not too worried about the Titans, but, like, this is the NFL. You don't put up 40 points every week. Like, and then there's the, next man up. Who do we have that's next man up? I was honestly surprised that Houston even made the final roster in the first place. So
he doesn't play. He's just not a part of their plans. They played a guy I never heard of yesterday, Bobby Woo Woo or whatever his name is. I mean, Dylan, we got to stop with a 7-game stretch. That's over 2 years ago. He's not a part of their plans. It's pretty clear.
you know, you're spot on when you say this is one of the most, like, devastating things that could have happened. Like, I was, you know, I thought I was crazy because I was the only one saying, like, this is the thing that will derail this season for us.
Yeah, short of losing Goff, this was the only other one. And I'm not telling you there aren't other important players, but when you talk about irreplaceable, mm-hmm. your starting quarterback who's a Pro Bowler is one. A guy who looked like he was on his Myles Garrett arc is the other. Everything else I can figure out. If I lose one of Decker or Sewell, I have an answer for that. You know, if I lose an Amon-Ra, it ain't going to be easy. But I have an answer for it. I don't have one here. And if I have to hear someone else say, well, we'll just blitz more, this is an Xbox. And I think the team will be good. I think the team will compete. I think the team will win its fair share of games. Yeah. But when we were talking about it is Super Bowl or bust, I think it's incumbent upon Brad Holmes to break character here.
There's a difference between being a Super Bowl contending team and a playoff team. I think you've downgraded yourself because of it. You're a playoff team. Now, maybe you get lucky. Maybe, you know, somebody gets knocked out and you can do whatever. But I look at this as it before this game ended and Hutch was out there, you look like the best team in the North. It looked like this the game this Sunday was going to be not just for the North Division, but maybe for the NFC, you versus the Vikings, because the Vikings have looked good on both sides of the ball. You scored a ton of points. But your defense is going to take a step back. You're going to have to make a change. And teams know you're desperate now. So that asking price has gone up because I know you need this person. Well, so how much are you willing to pay?
I told you. I call Cleveland. They're in complete disrepair. I put the first round pick on the board and I go, what's it going to take? And you go after Myles Garrett. And we can stop screwing around with the 1 year injured reserve delights. And look, guys, you know, Marcus Davenport's done too. So it's kind of all hands on deck already now. I need something so we can go win this thing. Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Good. Thank you for having me. I just want to make a couple comments and suggestions and get your opinion back.
Sure.
Watching the game, when that happened to Aiden, the breath just went out of me. First thing through my mind was, there goes the season. That guy is so dominant. Nobody plays with intensity he plays with. We're not going to put up that kind of points all the time. It's just not going to happen. You know, we put up 20 against Tampa Bay, who's so-so football team, if you ask me. With that being said, I think our Super Bowl chances from losing hostages went from 98% to about 40%. Now, my next thing is, what do you think the chances are trying to go out and get Crosby or trying to go out and get Reddick, who's holding out, or even Garrett from Cleveland or even Trey Henderson from the Bengals? Because without an edge rusher with that type of quality, we're in trouble. That's just my opinion.
Well, Rico, you handle this Crosby thing. Because, I mean, we all love the guy, but the bottom, I just don't see it.
Yeah, Crosby, from what I gather, from what I talk to people out in Las Vegas, Crosby's not going to happen. Now, they told me this. If he were ever to be traded, it's only Detroit that he would come back to. But he wants to do with the Raiders to the Raiders what the Lions are now. He wants to be a part of that rebuilding process of making the Raiders great again. He wants to be that force. He wants to be what Aiden is for the Lions, that stabilizing force on the defensive line. Bottom line, he's not coming here. Raiders aren't interested in letting him go. I mean, unless you're saying, hey, take our first-round picks for the next 5 years.
No.
But other than that, no, he's not coming here. So you got to pick a different name. And, yes, what you saw on the sideline yesterday, bottom line, that's just two friends pushing each other around. In the end, it was all good. He's got Raider stuff tattooed all over his body. He ain't going nowhere.
248-539-9797. David, a few of the ticket texts, please.
If Detroit could get Myles Garrett, that would be better than getting Crosby. I would do that in a heartbeat. That is from Kelly in Howell.
Can we just agree you have to make the call?
Yes, you have to make the call.
You don't have a choice.
Well, this texter says, Holmes is too arrogant to trade for a pass rusher. He wants to win his way, which means being good but not great.
I think there's other people in this town who act the same way, and we'll leave it there.
Mike, 100% right. If they don't make one or two splash moves to replace Hutch and Davenport, it is doomsday.
It feels like it because these aren't injuries that you're returning from.
Both are done for the year.
And it's like, you know, last year we all, myself included, we were guilty of the, well, maybe Houston will be back for the playoffs. It's just, this is not that. Go ahead, David.
Chip and Novi says, face it, folks.
No, I'm sorry, Dale, just laughing. What? Houston playing or Houston's being built? Which happens first?
Probably the latter.
Chip from Novi says, face it, folks, the universe just isn't going to allow the Lions nice things. The curse is real.
Right, but you have everything in place. I just, at what point do we go all in? At what point do we stop being Safety City? You know, you're a franchise that hasn't won Bupkis in 70 years. Why do I care about these picks? Oh, to be, quote, good for a long time. That's not even how the NFL's designed. No. The only team that's good for a long time is Kansas City. They have Mahomes. You know who was good for a long time before that? The Patriots. They have Tom effing Brady, who, by the way, sucks in the booth. Can we stop this charade? Especially no, now his bid got approved to be 10% owner of the Raiders. Do you know what Brady can't do? Criticize officiating as an owner. Get him out of the booth. Get out. He's terrible. Give Greg Olsen his job back. Free Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
You know, I applaud Greg Olsen because he's taking this like a man because there was no reason he should have got demoted.
He sounded good on the Ravens Commanders game. He sounded real good doing that game.
Okay, that's all. I'm off my soapbox. More of your phone calls coming up momentarily. All right, we will get back to the Lions momentarily. Right now, Rico, can we say this? All right, Rico, what are we trying to say?
Well, Michael, great weekend of football, especially college-wise. You got to see some of the supposed top teams playing each other, but it led to some questions. One, can we say that Alabama and Georgia are in some trouble?
Yes. I feel that way. Alabama's secondary sucks. Georgia, I can't make sense of. Now, I understand Carson Beck threw for 459 yards. That's Mississippi State. I mean,
you beat them by 10 points.
Right. I really feel like they're good. They're not great. So by that standard of trouble is, are they indomitable? No. I could see Georgia lose to Texas this weekend. I absolutely could see Bama losing in Rocky Top.
Yes. But and let me get this, and then, David, I'll get what you have to say about it. By in trouble of not making the playoffs.
Sure. I can go there.
Yeah, I can say it because defensively, I think I have a problem with both of them, not just Bama. They not just only won Georgia by 10, but you gave up 31 points to Mississippi State, who hadn't shown the ability to do anything offensively before that.
See, I don't believe in moral victories, but in certain cases, for example, if MSU had lost by 10 to Oregon and scored 31 points, I would be feeling good about that game. Because, okay, you didn't get your doors blown off. You're Mississippi State. You're playing the hardest schedule, and you competed against Georgia. So, can we say that Texas is the best team in the land? You were 1 year off.
I know. I'm not ready to go there yet. I mean, Michigan blows, and Oklahoma sucks. So, while they probably are, hook them. We're going to find out Saturday. You take down Georgia, I get to stop saying, hey, these teams are all bad. So show me Saturday. I'm not going to say it
yet. But see, that led into that first question. Is Georgia good? Go ahead.
That's what it is, Mike. While I believe what I just said about Georgia and that they probably aren't that good, I still need to see Texas do what they should do against a Georgia team to say that they're the number one team in the country.
They took out a top 10 team in Ann Arbor.
You know what?
Speaking of the Big Ten, is it simply Ohio State, Oregon, and everybody else?
Yes. Penn State is terrible. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I watched way too much of that USC game. Here, you take the game. No. I'm full. You take the game. No, you take the game. All it was two losers figuring out who was going to be the bigger loser. It's a two-team conference.
That's where I am. You're going to laugh at this statement. I was hoping that Illinois could be that outside chance, that outside choice. Mm-hmm. But you almost lost to Purdue. So, yes, it's a two-team race. That's it.
And you know what? The funny thing about that, Dave, is I was like, okay, did they just overlook Purdue? And Purdue just said, we got nothing to lose. They changed the quarterback, and you weren't ready for that. I think that that was an anomaly, but we'll get into that later. But, yeah, I mean, look, Lincoln Riley entered the chat of Lane Kiffin and James Franklin and said, wait, I'm your long-lost brother. Give me a hug. I can lose games just like you two can. Mike?
Oh, by the way, I know you don't care. You will by the end of the week. I may be on your side Saturday. Old Lincoln's got to board a flight all the way across the country. I like turtles. Oh, we might be taking the 7.5 against USC. Mm. Oh, Loxley's, Loxley's moo-moo is in fashion. Go ahead. Continue on.
After this weekend, can we say that Iowa State is the best team in the Big 12?
You can say it. I just don't believe it. So it's conversation. I wouldn't put it on a gravestone. Their offense still requires way too much in the explosiveness category, and that game got upended. Garrett Green, interception in the red zone. Garrett then turns around, throws one on his own 20-yard line. That game was a 10-7 football game until quarterback meltdown West Virginia. I also need to see Iowa State get healthy because they're down four of their top five linebackers, and last I checked, you play a 3-3-5. That's a big problem. So I'm going to say you can talk about it. I'm not ready to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Why not? Iowa State, I enjoy watching them.
Everything I just said. Here's David's response. Nope, wrong one. There it is.
I just want to say it for once. Yes.
One more college. Can we say if Travis Hunter is hurt for a while that so as he goes, Colorado goes?
Where were they going?
I mean, they were winning games.
Yeah.
They had K-State on the ropes, let's be fair. Now, Avery Johnson looks like an idiot, but I'm going to agree with Rico. There's an energy he provides. There's also 130 high-caliber NFL snaps that he provides on both sides of the football. I'll agree with that. He's a difference maker. He's an X factor. I know the city of Detroit doesn't want to admit this, but you win with stars.
Because, see, the problem is I think that this is where him playing both sides of the ball, I said he was going to wear down. You're going to start seeing injuries. Because, you know, they're like, he sleeps in one of those Michael Jackson hyperbaric chambers. Like, he does all types of stuff because he's playing over 100 snaps a game.
But now they got to replace his production on both sides. And that's tough, man.
You knew that when you signed up for it. All right. A couple of pro questions if I got time.
Yes, we have time.
Can we say that maybe we wrote off Caleb Williams too soon?
Oh, God. I mean, yes. I don't think we wrote him off. We were questioning, is this guy going to be all right? Jaden Daniels is great last 2 weeks. Caleb is really, last 3 weeks, to be correct, has really played well. Now, factually speaking, the Jags are a corpse. So I got to be careful going crazy. Hey, odds that Doug Peterson takes permanent residence in London if they lose this Sunday. Because he won't be on that plane back to the States.
I think he's looking for a place to stay right now.
That's pretty bad when you got NFL players admitting to the Q word. Yeah. But no.
Aren't they playing the
Patriots?
I apologize to the people of London.
Oh, don't worry. Hey, hope Europe's ready. Open your mouth for Giants Panthers in a couple of weeks.
Yes. I think they close out in Germany, right? out in Germany.
See, I don't know. This game may be worse. Like, see, I can't wait to see the Steve Grogan jerseys. All right. Can we say that Tampa's going to be a problem in the NFC?
Yes. Yeah, that's just, it's clear. Baker's found a home. He's the star that he was drafted to be. No fall off from losing Dave Canales, new OC. Yeah, man. And now Bucky Irving, unlike Rashad White, looks like a real running back down there. Got some juice.
That's the key, Mike. What you just said, what they did yesterday in the run game, finding that weapon, that's huge because they needed that to continue what Baker's doing. Because Baker, I apologize. I didn't think he could do this without Dave Canales, but he has. But finding the run game helps them late in the season.
Real quick, two more if I can.
Yes.
Can we say that the Dallas Cowboys have hit rock bottom?
No, it'll get worse.
But it gets worse.
Okay, this was something we did on Cash the Ticket. It's like, I said they wouldn't make the playoffs this year. I don't believe in them. I don't believe you get to have empty off seasons where you do nothing. I also think Jerry Jones is like out of his mind. What the hell is this guy doing? And I still believe this Micah Parsons thing is going to explode down there. He's a handful. He ain't happy. Lawrence is hurt. I don't know, man. You got CD chirping Dak every week. Hey, for the time being, you want me to say this is the dead cat bounce? Sure, you could say it. But I wonder if it gets worse.
Until it gets worse.
Okay. They're bad, Rico.
No, they are. And that's why you've lost these games on primetime at home.
Oh, you mean like the Giants?
Yeah, you can't say, well, we were on the road and it was a tough crowd and the 12th man. And no, we were at Ford Field. No, it was here. You slept in your bed. Finally, can we say that no one will sweep when they play each other in the NFC North?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we can say that.
There'll be no sweeps in the NFC North.
Every team with a winning record. Every team's getting high-level quarterback play. All three of the other teams have really good defenses. Then there's the Lions that has potential to be good. Yeah, I know it's probably not going to be the case, but on paper, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I know it's last year I'm going to reference, but the Bears gave the Lions trouble last year without having a quarterback, without having weapons on offense.
Here's a problem with the Bears, and I had to tell Cookies this. Caleb, you wanted to play Caleb in those first 3 weeks.
Yes.
He was trying to figure things out.
Yes.
By the time you play, it's Thanksgiving Day, and then in December, a few weeks later, he's already gotten this. You're seeing a better quarterback now. He'll be even better in a couple of months.
And so, no Aiden and no Davenport.
And you got to play the game outside, which is not Jared Goff's forte.
Uh-oh.
So
I agree with you. This is the best division in football.
It is. 4-2, 4-1, 5-0. Just some of a few thoughts over the weekend of can you say that? 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.